Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, bro? That's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
No, you're not. You're not the favorite homegirl, Gina Views. You are birthday girl, Gina Views. Everybody in the studio, make some noise. You got to yell, Nay. PB. There you go. It's
Thank
Gina
y'all.
View's birthday week. Gina View's birthday week. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm exhausted. I mean, I've been standing on tables.
You was outside. You was on a car.
I was on top of a car. I said some crazy things on that car.
Whose car was that?
That was my car.
Oh, so you was on top of the car. Okay, so how did you end up, you got out of the car, got on top of the car.
No, I walked out the club and crawled on the car. I don't even know how I got up there because I'm not even a type to, I don't car crawl. You know?
Well, like, okay.
I don't run. I don't do any of that type of stuff. I don't ride bikes. So I had on this.
Anything physical.
Yeah, not me. But, yeah, no, I had really a lot of fun. I went to Penthouse. I hosted Penthouse. They shouted me out on the mic all night. Got bottle service. I got flowers. I really enjoy myself.
Gina View's birthday is not one to be played with out here in the city of L.A., okay? Hip Hop Nation, if you are listening to the sound of my voice, go to at Gina Views and wish her a happy birthday week.
Thank you.
Because Gina Views is special, okay? She's Aww. A Leo woman, so don't play.
Thank you. Thank you, Head. I didn't know that you can be this soft. I should have birthdays more often.
No, you got to wait for the rest of it.
Oh. Well, let me finish thanking you for the nice stuff. Your birthday post was so amazing. I said, look, he got all these memories of us. I forgot about the one with me cleaning my feet.
Yeah. I've been saving that for 2 years. No, that happened during COVID.
I was like, yeah.
So I've been saving that video. I'm like, I need to post this at the right time.
That was Sally's birthday.
I was like, yo, Gina View's birthday is when I'm going to get off this toe video. Gina View's was cleaning her toes with hand sanitizer and wipes. In real life. I'm not even making this up. We should post just that video. Let's post that video, Nay, on Effective Media page.
So you got to improvise.
So people could, and she said, because my bitches is dirty.
Yeah, you can't be walking out just outside with black bottoms. Like, that's crazy.
But why your bottoms black to begin with?
Because we was in that area. That was Sally's birthday.
Yeah, but if you have shoes on, how do your bottoms get black?
I have slides on. You see them in the video.
But how do your bottoms get blacked if you have on?
I don't understand physics. I don't know.
Anyway, we got a jam-packed show for you. A lot going on in the world of hip-hop. Okay, 50 Cent, Big Sean, the NFL, 2 Trump, Drake, and more. Keep it locked right here, Hip Hop Nation. It's effective immediately. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right. A lot going on in the streets of Los Angeles.
Literally, in the streets in the of streets. Los Angeles.
Now, before we talk about Brian Pumper getting eggs thrown at him, okay, let's set up who Brian Pumper is. Brian Pumper is an adult film star. Mm-hmm. We've all seen, most of us have seen his videos with several women. And there was videos not too long ago of him going viral of him engaging in physical intimacy with women and cracking eggs on them.
Yes. He's also been known to walk women on leashes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Couple red carpets.
On the red carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. That's crazy. But anyway, Gina for sure saw that. Info@hofeshers.com.
So Brian Pumper was recently released from jail. And, you know, some Los Angeles natives spotted him on the street, and they cracked eggs all over him.
Well, I don't want to say they cracked him. They threw him. They were throwing
Somebody came up close to him and smacked one right on the head.
Yeah, because I seen him do that to a woman in a video.
Yeah.
So they were recreating the video.
Talk about a full circle moment.
I wouldn't call that a full circle moment, but it was very inflammatory and disrespectful. And he was being real spiritual about it when he was sitting on that bus bench trying to talk to them young brothers. Telling them about, you know, where life goes and all that. I'm like, but he's sitting there with a whole bunch of, like, egg yolk on him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it was really demeaning.
I wonder how he likes his eggs.
And it was white. He had a white tee on.
Yes.
So it just made it worse.
Yeah.
Now, question for you. I remember you saying something on Whole Fashions where a man stood, like, on your neck or something like that, right? Now, if a man was standing on your neck while he was, you know, ravaging your temple, and he cracked an egg on you, right? Not in your hair, because I know you ain't finna play about that.
I'm just imagining a nigga standing on my neck right now.
Are you? Why you smiling? What's wrong with you?
Black success.
Anyway, So while the man is doing what he's doing to you and he crack an egg on you, where would you prefer the egg to be cracked?
I prefer egg stay in the kitchen.
No.
Because I need a fade. If this bob is not finna have no egg in it. My eyelash is not finna have no egg in it. I don't even like raw nothing. I don't like raw anything.
Hold on.
Eggs belong in the kitchen.
I'm processing. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm talking about the egg.
Okay. So eggs is out of the question.
Eggs is out of the question. Food is out of the question.
You don't like chocolate syrup, whipped cream.
You can't eat in my room. Ask our producer, Nay. My house is not like you. I don't play in my house.
So, but you never engaged outside of your room?
What we playing next? What song coming up next?
Hey, we got some Mustard, Young Thug, Lil Durk, Ghetto coming right after this. Tommy Richmond, it's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right. Now that we got all of that out the way for Gina Views' egg cracking fiascos, we do have to talk about Big Sean. We saw Big Sean, actually. Gina Views and I went to the Bel Air season 3
premiere
barbecue. Mm-hmm. They had a whole street block party barbecue on the Universal Studios lot. We were there. Shout out to Karen Civil.
Yes, shout out to Karen Civil.
Okay, and Big Sean walks up, and I'm talking to Big Sean. And everything is cool. We having a merry old time, just catching up. And Gina Views walks up and says,
"I said, look at DJ Head explaining to Big Sean why his album got leaked."
That was not the case at all.
But that shit was funny as fuck because y'all all cried.
So Gina Views walks up being messy, and so I'm about to be messy back to her. Why is Big Sean not in your big three?
Well, my big three actually, okay, nigga, fuck you. Because before the cameras came on, I said that I've always thought Big Sean was part of that conversation.
Okay, so why is he not?
Big Sean is part of my big three. My big three has always been interchangeable. And that's for my era, my generation, that's Drake, Kendrick, Wale, J. Cole, and Big Sean.
That's five. That's not.
I said it's always been interchangeable.
So it just depends on the season, you swap them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It depends on who's dropping. It depends on who I'm listening to, you know, at that point. Now, you know, my favorite rappers are Lil Wayne, Fabulous, and Drake.
Yeah.
However, like I said, the big three to me for my generation has been interchangeable amongst those five people that I named.
Yeah, I've been talking to Sean, you know, on and off here and there, and I told him that if he wants those slots, he got to claim that shit. Yeah. And that's been an ongoing narrative. Like, people want to hear from Sean. People want to see Sean step into that light and be like, yo, I want that acclaim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to come from beef. I think it's going to come from his album and his consistency.
Yeah.
And he just did an interview with Charlamagne. Shout out to our OG, Charlamagne the God.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about he takes accountability for him being inconsistent in that way and not feeding the fans and not giving the people Big Sean consistently. So I salute him for that. Do you think if he is consistent, you think that he'll get moved up in those ranks?
Absolutely. This is, up until recently, this was my first time hearing that he wasn't even a part of that conversation. Because every time Big Sean raps, nobody can take away his pen, his ability. The nigga's hard.
And he makes songs.
Only thing I didn't like is that ass quake bar.
Hey,
other than that, big.
What's wrong with the ass quake?
Ass quake was crazy. Ass quake was crazy.
You don't think it was a good play on words?
No.
Okay.
I remember, was it Light Work or Slight Work with him and Wale, under 25, living the fucking life. While America said I'll be doing 25 a night. Just for that, I'm going to blow 25 a night. You make 25 a year, I make 25. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
Like, Big Sean has literally, anytime that nigga get in front of a mic, anytime he raps, he does not disappoint.
Yeah.
But I can say he does not. Same thing with Wale. They not as consistent as everybody else,
yeah.
But we can't take that away from them just because they not. Because niggas not saying that about Kendrick. Kendrick drop every 9-10 years.
Yeah, solar years.
Solar year, yeah. Kendrick dropping his solar years and shit. But I don't know. This was actually, like, recently. I've never heard that before, but I do want to know what the fans think.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know. EffectiveImmediately.live. Join the group chat. Got some T Grizzly, some Offset, 21 Savage coming right after this. It's Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. All right, we good? All right. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, bro? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
50 Cent. He out here in these business streets.
I'm looking at 50 Cent as one of the best. You know, it's Hov, it's Yo Gotti.
Okay.
50 Cent.
Now, 50 is before Yo Gotti.
I wasn't ranking them.
Okay. I want no smoke with 50.
I wasn't ranking them.
50 is a cancer and he petty.
I was just promoting Wonderful Black Men.
Okay. Shout out to Wonderful Black
Men. Shout out to Wonderful Black Men. So according to The Hollywood Reporter, Lionsgate Inc.'s new deal with 50 Cent to launch Fast Channel.
Yes. The Fast Channel is 50 is getting his own version of the Fast Channel. It's basically like all these studios have their own streaming services. Mm-hmm. Like CBS has Crackle. They own Crackle. NBC owns Peacock.
Okay.
NBC Universal owns Peacock. Stuff like that.
Fox owns Tubi.
See?
And you don't fuck with Tubi.
I fuck with Tubi.
You better fuck with Tubi.
I fuck with Tubi. But 50 Cent is getting his own thing, which is dope because we all know him going back and forth with stars over the years.
Yeah.
Over Power and then BMF, and then he always fighting with the CEOs. I don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah.
Like at this point, I don't know. 50 Cent is like the rap academics where I don't know what's real. Like he be beefing, but it be fake.
Because he's so funny. So you never know if he's trolling
right.
or if it's real, real beef.
Right. Like, I don't know about this billion-dollar deal that he's supposedly just, billion-dollar lawsuit that he's supposed to, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that what's dope is him getting his own streaming service, to me, is going to take shit to the next level because I'm all in on the Power shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like stars being in control of if I can't get another season of Ghost.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't caught up yet. I'm still, Diana's pregnant. Like, I'm still right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I ain't got past all of that, but him having his, being in control, him and Courtney, who's the EP at Overpower and stuff like that, I think it's dope for them to be able to control their own narrative.
Yeah. This is amazing. And I would say that we are all like diehard Power fans. Like,
yeah.
We are stands for the Power community.
I'm in.
We're going to go anywhere 50 Cent is. I really wish, I've been saying this for a long time, that I wish that 50 just had his own app that we can just all fuck with that's only his content. Because prior to even like the Power universe, 50 was doing dope movies.
Yep.
He has some crazy movies where he was actually acting in them.
Yep, and those movies will be added to the streaming service too, like The Hitman's Bodyguard, Rambo, and then other The Expendables. Other movies that he's in are also going to be available on that network. Mm-hmm. And you got to think, he also had other TV shows. He did a deal with ABC where he had the
Life.
Man, that was a fire ass TV show with the lawyer who, he educated himself, got himself out of prison. Mm-hmm. Like, I think 50 is a dope EP. Are you feeling the BMF?
Yes.
You like, I haven't caught up on BMF, but
I like BMF. I remember too, I don't know if it was earlier this year or late last year, they said that 50 Cent was actually supposed to do the story for Murder Was the Case.
Oh,
following the whole Snoop Dogg thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
the trial and all of that,
yeah,
from the 90s.
That.
So that would be amazing.
Yeah, I like.
And I play Snoop's wife. I think we kind of favor each other, 50. I play the wife. Look, you know, brown skin, round face, forehead, you know.
Okay. All right, well, shoot
50 your shot. 50 turn people into stars.
Shoot your shot then.
I'm either trying to be a part of the Power universe or the Tubi universe.
Now, if you
I'm
were on Power, where. If you were on Power, who would you be? Would you be Effie, Diana, or would you be, Effie or Diana?
I'm Effie. Effie a gangster. She smart. She cute. I ain't scissoring no bitches because she was a little. They made her gay at first, but.
No, she was gay adjacent. She still fuck with Tariq.
Okay, she was bisexual.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
I don't know
okay.
if I said that right. Anyway.
don't fuck up with that. let's get out of here.
Yo, let's get into some Central C right now. It's on your radio. 3, 2, 1. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views. And we are celebrating the 10-year anniversary of 10 Summers. Shout out to DJ Mustard.
Shout out to Mustard, bro. I think Mustard got one of them runs that people are not going to appreciate until later.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
No. I think we appreciate him out here, though.
We do. I'm talking about the game.
Okay. So, 10 Summers did drop 10 years ago, featuring artists like RJ, TC, Dom Kennedy, Nipsey, 2 Chainz, Jeezy, YG, a whole bunch of other more. This is actually my favorite Mustard project.
Which one?
10 Summers.
10 Summers, the first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is my favorite
What was your
one?
Favorite song off of that project? Because mine, I have 4 Digits with Fabulous and
you
Eric.
You know that's my favorite one.
Fabulous with Eric Bellinger and Fabulous. I mean, 4 Digits with Eric Bellinger,
yeah.
Fabulous. And then as a DJ, we still play Face Down right now.
Uh-huh.
Right now, today, we play Face Down with Lil Wayne, Big Sean, YG, and Boosie on it.
The other one, though, that bang for real is Lolo, where the card's starting off. That's the intro. That's how the project
opened
up.
Nipsey.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I think I'm still go Face Down. That's one of them ones that, like, it come on and it just sound dope. Yeah. I don't know. Like, shout out to Mustard.
I mean, Face Down got Boosie and Wayne on it.
Lil Wayne slid on that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know? Mustard also just dropped his new project recently. We seen some back and forth. Before we even get into that, congratulations
on
another project. And I was wondering, I'm like, I haven't, you know, been seeing anybody saying that this is the 10th year of it. I wonder, did he intentionally drop the new album this, you know, around the same time that 10 Summers had came out?
I don't know. I'm going to try to get him up here so we can ask him.
Yeah.
But on the new project, I've been liking the new project. The one with LMA and Roddy on it, One Bad Decision, I like that. And then also like the one that Jason Cash chimed in on, The Pray For Me, where Mustard is getting off a couple bars. And then Ghetto.
I like Ghetto.
With Young Thug and Lil Durk.
Yeah, I like Ghetto. That was an amazing mashup with them too.
Man, shout out to Mustard, man. Go stream that. Go download. Go get a bar that it's 10 years or 10 summers.
And put some respect. That's crazy that it's been 10 summers and the label is
10 summers.
And it's literally been 10 summers. But niggas got to put some respect on Mustard.
Respect on his name. Speaking of Mustard, let's get into this Kendrick Lamar right now. Not Like Us. It's Hip Hop Nation. Effective Immediately. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Hair.
I'm Gina Views.
All right. Now, Drake, Who Stole My Name, basically got out here in the streets and decided to reclaim his name and drop 100 gigs for our head top.
Yes.
Now, you being Gina Views. Mm-hmm. And I actually saw that in his hard drive. I saw him working on Views. Uh-huh. There was photos and videos, and there's three new songs that he dropped. What is your take? What is your thoughts on this?
I mean, I fuck with it. I like the whole 100 gig thing. I think that is definitely something for the fans. The fans like me who've been wanting Drake to rap. He got three new songs on there. One has Lotto on it. The other one has Savage and Thug. And I fuck with both of them. They hard. I'm still on season one.
Drake.
I mean, I'm a few megabytes in. I ain't get through the whole thing yet, but from what I saw, that there's like unreleased artwork. Mm-hmm. There's unreleased different versions of the songs that are already out. It's just different versions of them. It's live studio sessions, things that we need and things that the fans like me would love to see from their favorite rapper.
And I think it's dope because I actually brought this up on The Bigger Picture, where I wanted Drake to hit the reset button and go back to being an up-and-coming artist and like not reinventing himself, but just giving us more ground level Drake, like bring that shit down, you know what I'm saying, to where it's more relatable again. And I think it's dope for him to do this because, number one, he has videos of him creating songs and him tour rehearsals where it's not that flattering. I saw him rehearsing for, like, I think it was OVO Fest. It wasn't really flattering. Him doing Crew Love wasn't flattering at all. Like,
and we're seeing Drake in full transparency.
Yes. And I think that's important coming off of what he just came off of. I think this Drake is what I've been wanting to see. Now, I wish the songs would have been better. Like, the three new songs they released, I'm not a fan of. Lotto got off. Shout out to Lotto. We've been giving Lotto her flowers this whole time. I like 21 Savage. I just don't. I want to hear more constructive Drake. Like, not constructive, introspective Drake, but more like started from the bottom. Like, I want to hear that. The energy type of Drake, where it ain't aggressive, but it ain't soft either. To me, it's hella soft.
I fuck with every Drake level, except for that uncha shit. I don't like
when he starts speaking uncha.
I don't like when he starts speaking in other languages and stuff. Mm-hmm. But everything else, I like rap Drake. I love soft Drake. I love singing Drake. Like, that's why seeing this and seeing him in his mold is amazing to me. That's why I feel like this 100 gigs drop is something that's exactly for the fans. Mm-hmm. Directly for the fans.
Well,
The real fans, the day one fans.
I like the, you know, it's cool. I'm not going to get through all the seasons.
No.
That's out. You know what I'm saying? Because it actually, thank you, Drake, for including how many gigs is on there.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's 6 gigs. I'm not going in that
folder. I don't even have 100 gigabytes free on my laptop to even download that motherfucker.
Right.
But I did get those few megabytes with the three songs, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, shout out to Drake. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you for giving us that 100 gigs for our head tops, King. Let's get into some Eminem coming right after this. Tommy Richmond is Effective Immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
All right, there's a lot going on in the world that's scary and dope at the same time. Me being a tech fanatic and a video game head, which is dope, is I play a lot of video games when it comes to sports sometimes. I might frequent. I don't really play Madden like that like I used to. But the 2K technology that they use to scan people into the game, like even when we play Call of Duty, Nicki Minaj is a playable character in the game. The same technology they're starting to use for facial recognition at every NFL stadium going forward. Okay, I think it's starting at the top of the year. All 32-team stadiums will be using facial recognition technology. As soon as you walk in, you're on camera, and they'll be able to scan the entire arena and find you in your seat, wherever you exist. How do you feel about that? You look worried.
Well, I already seen that on CSI Cyber. So I thought they was already doing stuff like this.
They do it at airports, but not in sporting events.
I think it can be used for safety measures. Definitely. We got some crazy stuff going on. We got school shooters. We got bombers. Mm-hmm. You might need to hurry up and find a nigga.
But also think about this though. Now, I want you to just zoom out a little bit and see where this technology could possibly go. It could be now they're using it at Rolling Loud, or now they're using it at hip hop festivals where it's like, if you got warrants, like say. You see what I'm saying? Like, you might take the homie who he ain't supposed to be outside. Somehow y'all got his bracelet off.
You think that's what the type of niggas you think I'll be around?
No, I'm just asking a question.
You think all my homies on the run?
It's hip hop. I'm just
this nigga think my homies is on the run. It's just crazy right now.
I'm just saying, once you start doing this, once you take this out of the box, it's hard to put it back in.
I mean, you're already looking into an iPhone front camera every day.
Yeah.
So we looking at MacBooks. We going into airports and things like that. There's video surveillance damn near everywhere.
Unless you're on the run, you're not going to the airport.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to get caught at the airport. But yeah, this not too crazy to me because it's not too new. I think it's just new in the sense of they're telling us that they're doing it. I feel like they've been doing it.
Well, they've been. The thing about this country is they have to disclose this information to us. Whereas in China, I know they've been doing that, and a lot of people have been upset about it. But I just think how this is going to impact culture, because now you can't just go into a mall real quick, or even if you're looking at something small like grocery stores, it's like, oh, well, you got a warrant. Bro, I just came in here to get some diapers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And now you getting.
Niggas can't just be walking around with warrants, though.
I mean, you might have a bench warrant for unpaid traffic ticket.
Niggas can't just be walking around with warrants, though.
You pay all your traffic tickets on time?
I don't get traffic tickets.
You ain't never got a traffic ticket?
Yeah, I got one right now.
See what I'm saying? Anyway, let us know what you think. Hit us up. You think this is a good thing, a bad thing, or whatever. Got some Offset coming up, some Flo Milli after this Boss Man D-Lo. It's effective immediately on Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views. I got some hip-hop history for you guys coming from the hip-hop agenda. Shout out to my girl, King Vashti.
Shout out to Vashti.
Hip-hop turned 51 years old.
Okay.
Today. Hip-hop was born 1973. Also, this is the 11th anniversary of the Big Sean's Control Verse.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Especially given the week Big Sean is having. He just pushed his album back, too.
We got some other birthdays as well. Dolce was born this week. Chief Keef, Nipsey Hussle, Bia, Young Thug, and Joyner Lucas.
Shout out to Joyner Lucas, man. That album is incredible.
Yeah. His pen is sick.
Joyner Lucas is one of his video game is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shout out to Vashti. What's the book called again?
The Hip Hop Agenda.
Can people buy that book?
Yes, they can. Oh, no, they can head over to the Hip Hop Agenda on Instagram.
Okay, the Hip Hop Agenda on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm about to hop in the mix, hop on these turntables. Let me know what you want to hear in the mix at DJ HED.
At Gina Views.
Or you can hit us collectively at effectiveimmediately.live. Also, the homie Nelly got arrested and much more in hip hop. So we'll be talking about it in the mix right after this. It's Hip Hop Nation. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
It's time for immediate bullshit.
Immediately.
What you got?
I seen Shaq in London attempting to be incognito.
Shaq in London.
The nigga put on glasses. His big ass is trying to hide from all these people, and he's the first thing that they're looking at.
Yo, Shaq is what, seven? What is he, seven, six? 6'7".
Too damn tall.
7'1". Oh, Shaq is 7'1".
Oh, and I'm just imagining that, you know, somebody's recording, and they're following him saying, I'm going to be in incognito.
And you know what? To keep it real, you know how, like, one of our guys here at SiriusXM, his name is Avery. He got J. Cole face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People say I look like Birdman. People say I look like Charles S. Dutton. People say I look like all kind of stuff.
Facial recognition would pick y'all up.
Right. Shaq doesn't look like anybody else. I've never seen anybody that looks like Shaq. Man,
fuck what he look like in the face. The nigga big. It don't even got to be Shaq. I'm going to just look at a big nigga just because you was a big nigga.
Right.
What else we got for immediate bullshit?
Nelly got arrested for lack of insurance and ecstasy possession outside of St. Louis in his hometown. It was like 4 in the morning. The crazy part about it was, you know, like, where are you going with 4 ecstasy pills in the middle of the night? Unless he was on his way, you know, to baby mom's, and I get it. But she pregnant, so I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know what type of time they on.
I don't know. I don't know what that black man was doing. I want to get a joke off right now, but it ain't funny because he probably really in jail.
Yeah. Well, he bailed out.
He might have been making a sale. I'm just playing.
Oh. Yo, life get different when you got a baby on the way.
I love you, Nelly. I love Ashanti. I'm just playing.
Yeah, dude, I don't want no smoke.
We just joking.
I'm in the mix right now. Hit us up, Hip Hop Nation, at effectiveimmediately.live. Let us know what you're thinking about the mix. Or if you are a driver, like an Uber, Lyft driver, and you listening to us, make sure you tap in with us, too. We want to hear from you.
Don't eat none of them people fries.
Don't eat nobody fries. That's completely out. We're going to talk about that in a second, too. It's Effective Immediately. Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
Now, we just had the homegirl Flaw J up here. Flaw J. I don't want to say her name wrong. Flaw J, because I want no smoke. She's taller than me.
Shout out to Flaw J.
We just had her up here. Her album is, her EP is out. She's a decorated LSU basketball player. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she used to deliver food during DoorDash. Mm-hmm. And this is what she had to say.
I was a Dasher, yep.
So
they got my mama name on it.
You said you only did it one time, or you just mean like
I did it?
Period?
No, I had did it. No, I did a lot. I did it for like 2 weeks. Cause what happened was I didn't have a car yet, and so I was trying to pay my way to go to get like to go to training. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And so I was like, bro, I gotta get my money out real quick. Sick of asking my mama for money, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mom got kids. She, you know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, no. And I didn't want to go do nothing bad or illegal. So I was like, bro, this is the best way I know how to make some money. That's how I say, right? If you broke, bro, it's your fault. Because if I had to figure it out in high school, go get a phone. I had got me a little cheap rental car. I was good. Like,
dude, you know what you was making?
Man. This is why I tip now, because I know the struggle. Like, when folks used to tip good, I used to be getting like, by like $15 on like a good ride. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, on one order.
On one order. Bad. So I'm talking about 15 times 10 rides. Oh, I'm going to be straight. I can pay for training. Like, it's over with. And that's how I really did it. Like,
why you only do it for 2 weeks? People start recognizing you too
No,
much?
It just got old. I was like, I can't do no job.
How you going to talk all that high power hustler shit? And they be like, yeah, I can't do this.
Yeah, because I got to figure something out. I was like, this ain't going to work. But then money started just coming in. So
did you get any complaints?
Oh, baby, no, I was an excellent driver, and I made sure I got there fast, food was good. Like, what?
You ever eat somebody fries?
No, bro, that's trifling.
I know you tempted, though, a little bit.
No, bro, that's trifling. Fries. One thing I don't play about is my food, so I'm definitely not playing with nobody else's food, bro. But everything I try to do it 100%. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't ever kept a drink?
Never.
Did you ever smell some food and be like, well, I got to go back and get this?
Crumble cookie. That's when I started my crumble cookie dish. And for a minute, when I was dashing, that's all people was ordering was crumble.
Yeah.
I dropped it off to the wrong house, though. I had to go all the way back. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Now, we have a lot of people who listen to us on Hip Hop Nation. Mm-hmm. I know people are out here delivering food, packages, groceries, stuff like that.
Shout out to all the carriers.
All the carriers, all the gig workers. If you got a crazy horror story, please hit us up right now in the comments. Let us know. We want to hear your craziest story. Do you have one, Gina Views? You ever did it in the past or anything like that? You got a crazy story?
Horror story, like with carriers?
Yeah. Like somebody ate your food, didn't deliver your food, or you was delivering a package or anything like that?
I actually got my food delivered to my door with just a bag.
No food in it?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was just a bag. So,
did you lose your shit?
Nah, because all you got to do is just hit them. Mm-mm. But all you have to do is just say, my food is not in the thing, and they'll issue you a credit. You'll get it again.
Fuck the credit. I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying?
You know they say, I'm not me when I'm hungry. I'm me when I'm hungry.
Nah, I'm not me. This one dude tried to play with me, and I was about to risk it all because he went up the street from my house and hit the little button like he dropped my shit off. Uh-huh. And it like I saw him up the street from my house, and you know he didn't come in the gate or whatever. So I saw him, and then he hit the drop like it, and it said food has been delivered. I almost got in my car, like The homies, I was on the phone cursing, like going off, and the homies had to talk me down.
I've never heard you cuss before.
I was really upset. Because it was one of those days where I had been working all day and I hadn't eaten, and it was like 5:30 in the afternoon, and I hadn't eaten all day. Like,
is this your pescatarian day?
No, this is before I was pescatarian.
What did you order?
I don't want to say because
it's some fat shit.
It was some fat shit. I ordered like 3 different, you know what I'm saying? It was Thai food. I went crazy, but if you got a crazy delivery story, hit us up right now, effectiveimmediately.live on all socials, or join the group chat. It's DJ Head.
I'm Gina Views.
Thank you.